everyone, and thanks for joining us on OHL News. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to people associated with both OHL teams from cities who start with the letter K. A little alliteration for you on this week's show. We start off in Kingston, where the OHL Player of the Week is Ryan Kujawinski of the Frontenacs. The sophomore forward picked up 5 points in two games last week, scoring 2 goals and adding a total of 3 assists. For Kujawinski, a former first-round pick in the OHL priority selection, the 17-year-old from Iroquois Falls, Ontario, getting all settled into Frontenac's land as he is eligible for the 2013 NHL entry draft. Now, I caught up with Kujawinski a little bit earlier this week when the Frontenacs were in the midst of a 3-game winning streak to start the season. That was before falling to the Brampton Battalion by a score of 4-1 on Thursday night. But Kujawinski's still confident about the way the season has started in Kingston.
I think our team, we've been keeping in good condition and just working hard in practice, and we've been really hard on playing the system and just doing things right. And I think we did a lot of things right in these two games. They weren't perfect games, but we came out hard and with a lot of energy, and we got 3 wins off the start.
How much of a confidence booster is this for this team going to the solid start right out of the gate?
It's pretty big, because then we know we could we compete with every team in the league, and that we have a good chance of doing anything.
You had a game last weekend where you had a bit of a rough ending to regulation, came back and won in overtime. Is that one of those you can kind of learn from what went wrong, but at the same time gain the confidence that you're able to recover?
Yeah, for sure, exactly. Like that second period, we didn't have a good period at all. I think we gave up 3 goals or something. And we got to learn to stay disciplined in some situations, and we finished off good, though. We came back and got the win, so that was a positive part about it.
Tell me about the way this group is building in Kingston. You saw it from the second half of last year where there was that core group that's continued to this year. You've added the new bodies coming in, the rookies this year, the younger players. That, you know, it just seems to be a group that's now going to build together.
Yeah, we got great leaders, too, from last year. We got a few veterans back, Cody Alcock, Moffitt, Nixon, the list goes on, and we had a really good draft. We picked up some good players. We got 2 first-rounders and DePerna and Watson, and they're all really special players. They're really smart, and they fit right in. Like, they've been playing in the league for a couple of years, so I think that's a big part of it, too.
Tell me how you fit into Kingston since you came over last year.
I think I just been getting I got more ice time than in Sarnia, and just from playing and a lot and being played out in different situations, I think it was better for my development.
And is it a case too where you got a chance to sort of learn in the second half of last season that you can sort of move that forward right into this year through the summer and into training camp and then the start of the year?
Yeah, for sure. I learned a lot even in Sarnia watching Yagpov, and learned a lot from Jolik, and this was more just playing and being into different situations. I was able to learn off that.
What was your sort of plan over the course of the summer to get ready for this year?
Just to get bigger, faster, and stronger, and just try to be better in my own end, and that's about it.
For you guys, you know, I'm sure you've got the confidence right now that, hey, we've had a good start, but now what do you guys need to do? Because you know things are going to get tougher as the season goes on.
Yeah, exactly. We went 3-0, but that doesn't mean much. We know we compete with every team, and I think we just need to come to the rink and work hard and be focused for every game, and I think we could beat a lot of teams in this league.
Are you hearing through people you run into, friends, school, all that kind of stuff, people saying, hey, you know, around town, people saying, hey, things are off to a good start there for you guys?
Yeah, for sure. Like, the town's pretty excited. We got a lot of fans our first game, and so there's a pretty good buzz going around the city, but we only won 3 games here. We got a long season ahead. So I know we can do good this year, and we just got to stay focused, work hard, and I think we'll be able to do it.
From Ryan Kujawinski in Kingston, we head to Kitchener, where the Rangers are still waiting to play their first home game of the season. Kitchener currently in the midst of an extended road swing as renovations continue to the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium. Mike Farwell is the color voice of the Rangers on the radio and gives us an update on all things Rangers.
You know, it's really been strange, Terry, particularly on the first week of the season. You kick off on a Friday night, which we're so accustomed to doing, except it's a Friday night at the Memorial Auditorium, which is the traditional Kitchener Rangers home night. So that was a really odd feeling to board the bus and take off for a road game, even though it was just that little trip into Mississauga, and help the newly named Steelheads welcome their season and welcome the new name for the franchise and the ownership group and whatnot. But you got over that oddity, and then you spent the weekend with a little trip into Sarnia, and you continued after that. But now into week three, you're starting to feel the lack of a home base, and we're kind of looking ahead now thinking, okay, we're on this trip this weekend, one trip to go, and then we're finally back home again.
You've seen the guys. Is it a case where, the players probably have a lot of time to bond? There's been a few changes in the off season, and, there's no excuse now. They've spent a lot of time together on the bus and on the road.
I think, actually, if you could design it this way annually, it's not such a bad way to go, because you hit the nail right on the head with the bonding. Obviously, there are some new faces in this lineup, and it's a great chance for the guys to get to know one another just that little bit better on that more personal level, right? When the team travels together, they get a little bit of downtime together, and they just learn how to get along in so many ways. And plus, when you're making road trips, you got to do 34 every year. If you can knock off 8 right off the hop in the early part of the fall when the weather's nice, we make a trip up to the Sioux this weekend, and it's a gorgeous drive just for the beautiful colors that Ontario has to offer, instead of worrying about snowstorms and the like. So really, as I guess frustrating as it can be to not have a home base, I think it's a great way to get some of the road trips out of the way when the weather's nice and give the guys a chance to get to know one another.
A little less frustrating, too, when the team starts out with some success on the ice.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt, right? It's always a good thing, and I think one of the key parts of that, or if not the key part of that, is John Gibson picking up right where he left off a season ago. This guy has been as good as advertised coming into the league, and we watched him play a game in London last week, which was one of the better games I've seen not just John play, but any goalie in this Ontario Hockey League. He was that good against a very potent London Knights lineup. So if he keeps going along those lines, and the team knows it's got a great tandem in John Gibson and Frankie Palazzi's, and if they are that strong from starting from the net on out, it bodes very well. So, yeah, you put together 3 wins out of your first 4 games, and I haven't yet talked to Steve Spott what his ideal finish would be after 8 on the road, but I would bet you he's hoping for a pretty ambitious 6-2 before you open back up at home in Kitchener on October the 19th, so we'll see where the team stands by then.
That will do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.